presenting.
Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, an enduring icon with rich heritage, integrated technology, and tailored styling that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala from Washington. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Congressman John Lewis, of course, is the last surviving speaker of the main program of March in Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Of course, he's a member of Congress, a civil rights icon. He wrote an autobiography of his life, but now he also has written a novel, and it is called March Book One, and it is being described as a rather graphic novel. He joins us this morning. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you this morning?
Doing great. So now you're a novelist.
Well, just tried to put together a book that tells the story and history of my own involvement in the civil rights movement. It's graphic with illustration. It's a lot of drama. It brings a life for young people and another generation of Americans who didn't live through that period to feel it, to almost smell it, to almost taste what happened during the 60s.
Hey, Roland, you didn't mention that it's a comic.
Well, I was about to get to that.
Is it a comic book or a novel?
How are you calling it?
We call it a graphic novel.
Graphic.
A graphic novel.
Yes. It's not just words, but it's people. It's movement.
I like it.
Illustrations.
Yeah, whose idea was it to put it in a comic form?
Well, a staff person of mine came to me and said he was going to a Comic-Con, comic conference, and other staffers started laughing about it and saying, oh, you're going to a comic book conference? And I said, you shouldn't laugh. There was another comic book that came out in 1957, 1958, called Martin Luther King Jr. and the Montgomery Story.
Oh, yeah.
And that comic book inspired many young people, including myself, to get involved in the civil rights movement.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, Congressman, first of all, you're absolutely right. When we watched the movie 42, I have six nieces, and after that, the youngest ones wanted to learn more about Jackie Robinson, and versus reading, you know, the adult books, they gravitated towards a book that was an illustrated book about Jackie Robinson and his life. And so it's about the next generation sort of being able to touch and feel the story.
Well, I know a reporter, and I won't call his name, but he received a copy of the book, and he passed it on to his 9-year-old son, and his 9-year-old son read the book, and he went in his room and put on clothes and like a suit and a tie and a cap and said, I'm going to march for equality.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm looking at one fella right now that I don't even know if his grandchildren will get a look at this book the way he's engrossed in it.
I'm into it.
Well, it's for everybody. It's to make it plain and simple that each generation can do something, can make a contribution, can find a way to get in the way and do what I call make some noise. It is drama. It is real. It showed how, at a time when we would be sitting in and someone would come up and spit on us, put lighted cigarettes out in our hair or down our backs, pour hot water, hot coffee, hot chocolate, we adhere to the philosophy and the discipline of nonviolence. And we never gave up. We never gave in or become bitter or hostile.
Congressman, I have to ask you this. We don't have much time left. Obviously, huge debate on Capitol Hill right now as it relates to Syria. Have you decided how you're going to vote? Will you vote with the president to give him authorization to take action against Syria?
Well, I'm giving it a great deal of thought, but it's going to be very hard and very difficult for me to cast a vote for more violence.
All right, then, sir. Well, we certainly appreciate it. Again, the book is called March Book One, and it was written by Congressman John Lewis with assistance from one of his staffers, Andrew Ayton, and it's also illustrated by artist Nate Powell.
So can we look for book two, Congressman?
Book two would be on the way, and then that would be book three.
All right.
Work it.
Do you like the way you're drawn?
Oh, yes. I look good. I look so young and handsome. Have all of my hair.
All right, Congressman.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Very much.